Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Pinball Sessions podcast, the show where we feature live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings by some of Canada and the world's best artists, recorded in Guelph, Ontario at the Pinball Studios. My name is Rue, and I will be your host as we listen to two tracks from recent sessions, and full sessions are released twice a week, Monday and Thursday, and can be heard and downloaded for free at pinballsessions.com. Now, the podcast serves up some of our favorite tracks, as well as session room banter or interviews or other goodies that are unavailable on the Pinball Sessions website. So for a behind-the-scenes look at the making of a session or quirky questions asked to artists, one-of-a-kind moments, be sure to keep an eye on the Pinball Sessions podcast right here. And today, we have some really awesome artists to share with you. It's an all-Canadian episode, and we are going from the West Coast all the way east, starting in BC with Carolyn Mark, and then traveling over to see Cuff the Duke, originally from Oshawa, but now in Toronto. And I'll tell you a bit more about the sessions afterwards, but let's get right into the music and the fodder, which is what we call the little bonus extras we give you in the podcast. Here we go. Here's Carolyn Mark with Walk and Don't Look Back.
No more polka dots, no more black, no more key of C. Foot forward, don't look back. This is the new me. No, 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 negotiating. Let's just play for free. No more misses, nice guy babies. This is how it's gonna be. I start to sing and the telephone rings as if right on cue. Laughed at my back, I planned to run to the nearest man who knew I'd meet you. Habitat is key to wildlife, no stealing when it's free. I don't need a fence around my life, never like to use a key.
Carolyn Mark and Danny Nash.
Wee wee!
Woo-hoo. We want to talk about pinball a little bit.
Break, woo!
where do we begin?
Well, I'm wondering if
you know,
guys
I used
had...
to live with a KISS pinball machine for about 2 years, and we got, me and my roommate Sue got it. We thought like guys would come over and visit us more. We anyway, they just visited the machine. Like they were like, we'd be like laying in bed in lingerie, and it'd be like doo doo doo, and then it would play this like doo 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 doo. That was it all night. They were like, it's stupid pinball game.
So for 2 years, Kiss Pinball ruined your love life?
Well, then, yes. But, you know, it probably was what happened anyway.
But you still like pinball,
I
regardless.
Love pinball. They have pinball here. It's my favorite. That was my college game.
What about you, Danny?
Pinball?
Yes.
I love pinball. I like how it tells you not to do drugs. Not to drink and drive.
Do you need the machine to tell you that?
Yeah. No. Zing. Got me. No, I'm responsible.
So if you guys had your own pinball machines that you could get made, backglass and playfield, what features would you want on them?
Mine would have fringe and cowboy boots as those things.
Flippers.
Flippers.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
What else?
I think mine would have some like feather boas.
Yeah, like burlesque chicks.
Yeah. And it would like, just the bumpers would be like wine store, gas station. It would just sort of be like, those would be the bumpers.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And extra points if you get the beer in the drummer's mouth. Like it could be like a feature that opens. Like you have to get the ball in the.
Kind of like
time.
A pin butt.
Like a pin butt.
Opens in.
Like a drum butt.
Yeah. I like that.
What else?
Extra. Maybe some extra points when someone quits because you get to keep the money.
The drummer. Especially. The drummer. Extra points for how many drummers you go through.
Oh, yeah.
And bass players
you
go through.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
Oh, bands.
Like the jackpot.
Like, yeah, it's
the
like
jackpot is on, the whole band quits.
Jackpot, yeah.
They're like, you're on your third band.
Yeah.
50,000 points.
Wah, new band for Kijiji. Wah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really fun pinball machine.
I think it would be good.
And it won't, I don't think that would take away your sex life.
Oh, no, because I'd be playing it all the time. And I'd be leaned over it, like with like, you know. I'd be perfectly, you know, positioned for something to happen.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
What you doing? Yeah, that's right. Maybe.
Okay, so maybe moving away from pinball a little bit.
Okay.
And away from sex, too, perhaps, but... Danny, you have a new record coming out.
I do.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a new?
It's brand new.
Cool.
Yep.
Can't wait.
I'm having it my release party at the Horseshoe September 5th with Patrick Breeley Band and the Rattlesnake Choir.
Awesome. Nice.
Triple bill. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That will be a great name.
It's going to be really fun.
Oh,
yeah. Really and I've got vinyl for sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I had to do it.
Did you get a color? Or black?
I had just black.
Yeah.
Recycled.
Right on. It's really old, like, what's the one you always see at the thrift store? It's recycled Herb Alpert records. It's a major record.
Yeah. I hope it's recycled from cool stuff like that. I hope that, like, Engelbert Humperdinck
was involved.
Maybe
some in a weird factory, like, he could, like, you'll be singing your song and it'll just, like, brief, like, after the light, like, it'll just roll out of your track.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That would be great. Where can people find you guys online? CarolynMark.com. Easy. Danny Nash.
DannyNashMusic.com. Somebody
right.
took
Excellent.
It.
I had to wait for this couple to get divorced before I could have my domain. There's Carolyn and Mark. They bought CarolynMark.com.
No.
And then Randy from Mitt Records is like, good news, they broke up. You can have the name.
That's also great.
That's funny.
Well, maybe Danny and
maybe
Nash.
Maybe Danny
will
and Nash. Hey, those are two. Yeah.
Part.
You'd think Danny Nash was was not common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who has it?
Some bitch.
That's a chick?
Some chick. Some dude.
Danny Nash. Maybe he's like a mechanic from Hamilton. Yeah. He wears like a Chachi bandana around one thigh. Daddy Nash.
I hope there's a guy like that.
Maybe he can fix your car.
Yeah.
You're like, well, since we have the same name, I guess I'm getting a bit of a deal.
Yeah.
I wonder what his pinball machine would look like.
Ooh. There was a good one. Chachi's everywhere.
Chachi's everywhere. Chachi and Jar.
So we might want to play some more pinball before you guys split.
Yeah. I do.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
It was great.
Hey, we're Cuff the Duke, and this is a pinball session.
One, two, three, four.
Dear kids at school, they don't understand the frozen breath hovers over frozen land. Rather sit alone in the stairwell all day, keep myself from fading away. I just wanna live my life in my own time. I just wanna live my life in my own time. Well, you've always had a way of being way too sweet. It's too cold outside and it's starting to freeze. Haven't even seen you in at least a week. Turn myself inside out to nothing and drift away. I just wanna live my life in my own time. I just wanna live my life in my own time. Down here, I can hear the digging coming from somewhere. Haven't even seen you in at least a week, so I'll turn myself inside out to nothing and drift away. I just wanna live my life in my own time. I just wanna live my life in my own time.
Was Cuff the Duke with Live Your Life, their track, and before that we heard an interview with Carolyn Mark and Danny Nash, and of course the song Walk and Don't Look Back from the wonderful Carolyn Mark. And a little bit of information about them: Carolyn Mark is from Sicamous, BC, I'm sure I mispronounced that, which completes a nice triangle northeast of Kelowna and Kamloops. Her album The Queen of Vancouver Island came out in September of 2012 on Mint Records. And she has started loads of bands, including an awesome one called the Corn Sisters with her label mate Nico Case, before she chose to perform under her name because, in her words, she can't break up with herself. Read her bio on her website, which is in the show notes. It's really entertaining. It's one of my favorite bios of all time. And we also had Cuff the Duke, originally from Oshawa, now in Toronto. Wayne Petty and Francois Touraine from the band came in to perform an acoustic versions of two of their songs from the new album Union, as well as a track from their 2009 release, Way Down Here. And you can hear the full sessions at pinballsessions.com. I've linked directly to the sessions in the show notes, but head over to pinballsessions.com. We are way up there. We are well over 60 sessions on the site, which you can download and listen to for free. Lots of great artists there, so be sure to check it out. You can also find Pinball Sessions on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We're all over the place. And there are videos of some of the sessions, which you can find on YouTube and on Vimeo. And that has been the Pinball Sessions podcast for this week. My name is Rue. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back next week with another podcast. Thanks, guys, and good night.